I'm Jacob Lewis, and you're listening to Neighbors, the show where next door hits home, telling surprising stories of ordinary people. Now, today I do not have a full episode for you. No, the truth is, I just missed you, and I wanted to tell you a Christmas story. Not long ago, I released an episode about a high five. If you haven't heard it, go back, listen to it on the way to your grandma's house for the holidays. It involved a guy named Andy, and there was a bit in that episode I did not include because it just didn't help tell the story. But I loved it so much, I have to share it with you now. So here's the setup. Andy, who lives in Nashville, has a really big backyard. He loves to host parties, and at those parties, there are giant bonfires. He always needs stuff to burn for these fires, so he came up with an idea.
We call it Grinching.
The idea is that every year after Christmas, people lug out their dry, dead Christmas trees to the curb for the city to pick up. And he thought he'd go around and collect some of these trees to burn. So the first year, he grabbed a few, and it worked really well. Dry Christmas trees go up really nicely.
And then a couple of years ago, we're like, let's make a concerted effort to pick up these Christmas trees.
He got some other neighbors involved.
So we put a tarp in a minivan. We collected 68 that year. And this year, we decided to step it up.
He rented a U-Haul truck and made Grinch t-shirts for everyone. He bought a bunch of Grinch masks, and one guy showed up in a full Santa suit.
It was great because a couple of the guys sat in the box of the truck, and I'd pull up and I'd see a Christmas tree and I'd knock on the, truck, and they'd lift up the back part and jump out and throw the trees in there. And this is in the middle of the night. So we started at 11 and went pretty late.
on purpose, doing it at night?
Yeah, it felt like, there's nothing illegal or bad about it, but it just feels like, it feels fun for some reason. And stupid. But it does look a little suspicious. A guy in a mask and a Santa suit jumping out of a U-Haul.
They collected 170 trees, put them in Andy's yard. It was a long night full of Grinching, and Andy was tired.
We got back at like 3:30 in the morning, and at 4, I heard my doorbell ring. It woke me up, and I went downstairs, and there were like two or three cops standing on my front porch. They said, "Sir, is this your U-Haul parked in front of your house?" And I was like, "Yes." And they said, "Were you with a guy in a Santa suit and a mask picking up Christmas trees?" And I was like, "Yes." And they said, "Okay, sorry to bother you." I was like, "That's awesome."
So kids, make sure that in January you set out your Christmas tree on the curb. And one night, if you believe hard enough, the Grinch will come while you're asleep and take it away to provide joy for all of his neighbors. I'm Jacob Lewis. Happy holidays. Say hi to your relatives. Don't drink too much. And get to know your neighbors.